Joe, that was some rant.
Yeah, I'm delighted with him. I mean, I'm really happy he's finished the outdoor season like that, you know, because Ark and we had a few fences down there. Even the first day here, I felt he was still suffering from that a little bit, but today he had full confidence back and he was giving me everything again, so I'm really happy to finish.
But there was a degree of pressure, yeah. Because there were so many nations in the mix in the end. Okay, Belgium had come out on top with two really good clear rounds, but for you, really from a team perspective, it's been a good few weeks.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, obviously with the qualification for Rio, and now here finishing second in the final is amazing. You know, obviously once you're there, you always want more. I mean, once we're here, we were second, we want to win it. If we were third, we would want to be second. But you know, we're delighted. I mean, the team performed well. We were really unlucky. I mean, Jess rode fantastic. She was unlucky. Ben the same. I didn't see Laura's round, unfortunately. But these things can happen, you know.
But overall, though, it's been a really good Nations Cup campaign with three wins and now this runner-up. Actually, overall, it's been a very good campaign.
It's been fantastic, you know. I think one thing we've had this year is an amazing team spirit. Everyone's been fighting for the same goal. Actually, relatively young team here. Michael's horse looked a bit tired the first day, you know, but the whole season's been great. Di's really pulled the team together, and she's really created a special team spirit, you know, kind of motherly in some way. But she's done a great job.
But what it does also mean is when you're looking ahead to next year, this will give great confidence that the Olympics now with this team, whatever the makeup of the team, British show jumping is going to go to Rio in good heart.
Absolutely, and I think we should, and I think we're only going to get stronger. Like I said to you last time we spoke, we've got a few horses that were injured and look like they're coming back, and I think that's only going to make the team stronger. The good thing, there's been a few horses come up. I mean, these horses that have got injured have allowed a few other horses to come up and be produced, like Ben's Diva, you know. I mean, this is turning into a superstar, so it's also been a good thing, and maybe it's made us even stronger for Rio.
And for you personally, how proud are you? You talked about your horse. I mean, time and time again, just solidly every time delivering good performances.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing horse. He helps me and he looks after me. We know each other really well. And he tries his best all the time. I mean, when you go in the ring knowing your horse is going to try the best, it gives you a confidence that you just can't explain, you know. And I think sport is 99% confidence, isn't it?
It's quite a good payday as well, wasn't it?
Well, it's not so bad. But obviously, I think for most riders, it's a bonus. I mean, just to be here and to be representing your country on this level is already enough. And the money is a great bonus, isn't it? I mean, let's face it.